It is Thursday morning, and it is time to be a romper roomer. If you don't know what this is, Google it, Giddens. Go back to the...
I Googled, and it said that I was the king of the romper room.
No, it didn't say that. I can assure you that. Hit TV show back in the 70s for kids, and our man Bauman has turned this into... What's probably the greatest game show that we know right
probably
now?
Probably the greatest game show in radio history.
Maybe. Bauman, are you ready?
Yeah, who's going first?
We'll let the, I guess he's calling himself the champion. We'll let him go first.
All right, Giddens. Through fifth grade, math, science, English, social studies / history, and geography.
We'll go first grade, social studies / history.
What holiday do we celebrate to honor people who fought for our country?
Well, there's kind of...
You can't deliberate. Come on, just give me an answer.
Okay.
I know what he's talking about.
There's two.
There is.
Give me both of them then.
Okay, well, there's Veterans Day and there's Memorial Day.
All right, we'll take it.
Can I get a point for kind of telling you which one it really is?
No.
It's Memorial Day the way you asked that question. You said the ones that fought for our country. That's veterans Memorial. Veterans are the ones who died.
No, Memorial Day.
Yeah, they both fought. No. Veterans are the ones who, I got it backwards, but you understand what I'm saying. Memorial Day, the way you ask it, really should be Veterans Day. Memorial Day.
Yeah, that's why I was confused. It was vague, and there were
really
two answers.
And you're right. Okay. All right, go ahead.
He already got it right, so you're up.
Oh, so we're going to do, okay, this way. All right. I'll take first grade English.
First grade English?
Yeah.
What letter does the word sun start with?
Could be K for KJ, but I'll go with S and sun.
Correct.
Okay, 1-1.
1-1. All right, Giddens, what you want now?
Let's go second grade geography.
What continent is Egypt located on?
Egypt is located on the continent of Africa.
Correct. 2-2 for Giddens.
I'll go second grade history.
Which continent is known for having many kangaroos and koalas?
Australia.
Correct. So we're tied right now.
2-2. All right. Still have English, math, and
science.
Let's go third grade science.
What do you call an animal that sleeps during the day and is awake at night?
A Giddens.
That would be nocturnal.
Correct. So now Giddens is 3-3.
I'll go the same way. I'll go third grade science.
Giddens, this is his arch nemesis type question.
Uh-oh.
Here.
All of them are arch nemesis for me.
Which planet is closest to the sun?
Uh-oh.
Saturn.
Oh.
Saturn. Is that your final answer?
I just threw one out there.
Is that your final answer?
The one that is closest to the sun is Earth. Just kidding. I don't know.
It's Mercury.
It's Mercury.
See, I told you.
All right, Giddens.
So 3-2.
Okay. All right, let's go fourth grade math.
A triangle has sides measuring 7 centimeters, 10 centimeters, and 12 centimeters. What is its perimeter?
7 centimeters, 10 centimeters, and 12 centimeters?
Correct. A triangle perimeter.
29.
Correct. So Giddens is 4-4.
I'll go, what have I got left?
Math, and you have...
Geography.
Or social studies and history.
No, I just did history.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you asked me...
No, that was geography.
Okay. Give me fourth grade history.
Fourth grade history?
Yeah.
Who was the president during the Great Depression and World War II?
The Great Depression and World War II, that's two different time frames. That's a trick question. Seriously, that's 12 years in difference. But I'm going to say Truman. No. Roosevelt.
Correct.
That's what I was going to say. That's
how you are.
But seriously, isn't that two different time frames, Giddens? Because the Great Depression was 1932, wasn't it?
I mean, he was president for a while.
He was president for three terms.
It may have been not the end of World War II, but the beginning of World War II.
Well, that's still 1940. That's 8 years. But okay. But it's still the same. I still knew it was Roosevelt. Okay. All right. So 4-3.
But you said Truman.
Well, I was.
He was playing. It was like he said Saturn was the closest planet to the sun. All right, Giddens, your last one is fifth grade English.
All right.
What is an idiom?
What did you say? What is an idiot? Me.
McCurley. Go ahead and say it, Giddens. That's the wrong. 4-4. Ah, oh, let's go. Give me a chance.
Idiom. I'm mixing them up right now, and I'm probably going to get this wrong. An idiom.
It's a dangling participle.
An idiom is when something sounds like what it is. That's not right. And I'm not even thinking of the right thing.
It's a phrase with a meaning different from the literal words. It's raining cats and dogs is an example.
Yeah.
So, David.
So I got a chance to tie this thing up. Fifth grade math. 2 plus 2.
What is 4.5 times 10?
4.5 times 10 is... All right, I got to think. Let's see. It's 45.
Yeah. Correct.
Is that fifth grade?
Yeah, it's fifth grade.
Wow.
Hey, what'd you have? 2 plus 2?
I had an idiom.
All right, so what are we doing here?
We're tied. Sudden death.
I mean, we got to keep going until somebody gets it wrong?
Yeah.
All right.
Or somebody gets it right.
What can we choose?
I'm just going to give you fifth grade questions.
Okay.
Let's see a fifth grade question, neither of y'all. Okay. David, you want to go first?
I'll let Giddens go first. I get the opportunity if you get it right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What large desert is located in Asia and is known as the world's coldest desert?
Large desert in
Asia?
It's
a fifth grade
Radio
geography.
Alabama. It's cold.
Large desert located in Asia that's cold. I don't know. I got no clue.
He's forfeiting the answer.
I don't even have a good guess. I don't know.
David, you got a guess?
I got an idea, but I can't think of the name of it. It was in a movie one time, and I can't.
It's a funny, cool name.
Go ahead. What is it?
The Gobi Desert.
The Gobi.
Hmm. Yeah. All right. So I can win this thing here.
Yep. Probably gonna get an easy one here.
Fifth grade math, 2 plus 2.
Let's see. Trying to get David a question that would equal that difficulty there.
Oh, what are you going to do that to me for?
What was the name of the first permanent English settlement in America?
First English settlement. I know it's not Plymouth Rock because that's where they landed, but I'm trying to think. Was it Jamestown?
Correct. So David wins.
Man. I was hoping you'd say Plymouth, too.
Now, I knew that was where they landed, but I'll tell you what I almost said was Georgetown because that was one, too.
Yeah, that's still a place, yeah.
All right, so
we Childersburg. That's the oldest.
That's the oldest city in the United States.
But it's not English.
That's the oldest city in the United States. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
The oldest city, and that's why we have Coosa Fest.
Hernando de Soto. And he is not English, believe it or not, based on that name.
He's a Spaniard.
Yep.
So where do we stand overall here?
I believe
it's 4-3 now, isn't it?
4-2.
4-2. That's only your second win.
Okay.
Well, you're closing in.
So I guess we'll do this until I get ahead, and then we'll quit.
I feel like such an idiom right now.
You should.
Yeah.
It's raining cats and dogs.
Yeah.
It's raining W's for me, you and L's for me.
Just wait till it rains olives and coleslaw.
That's what it feels like right now.
All right. So I'll let you give a little insight. Listeners might want to know, what are we in for tomorrow on your segment?
Well, baby's on the way, and I think we're going to take one little mini baby moon vacation here pretty soon. But the thing is, I'm going to ask David to accompany with Celia and I to one special occasion on that baby moon, and he's not allowed to decline it.
If I have to swim in monkey gland sauce, I'm not going.
Nope.
No, okay. It's much more special than that.
Okay. You'll love it, David.
All right. So I become a godfather. Is that what you're saying?
Sort of.
All right, be listening tomorrow. These two cats will be back in here, and it's not Spud and it's not Suki.
Nope. Not Spooky either.
Yeah, we don't want to go there.